Once again, we go through the same procedures of relaxing our bodies, beginning with our head, the muscles in our face, our neck and shoulders, our back, our legs and our feet, and have our hands resting comfortably on our laps or palm down on our thighs. We pay attention briefly to our breathing, so that we settle into a normal rhythm which is right for ourselves. Come unto me with your burdens and with your problems. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. I will give you rest. And so for a couple of minutes or so, we will hand over these parts of ourselves. Come unto me, all of you. Come unto me, all of you. And so, having prepared ourselves as well as we can, both mentally and physically, we are ready to listen to the words. And the words which have been given to us this morning are the words from St. John's Gospel. I am that living bread. But they didn't come straight in a blinding flash. I was led to these words once again through St. Peter. I would like to share this short reading with you. After breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, he answered, you know that I love you. Then feed my lambs, he said. And a second time he asked Simon, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Then tend my sheep. And a third time he said to Simon, do you love me? Peter was hurt that he asked a third time, do you love me? Lord, he says, you know everything and you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my sheep. Well, how was Peter to do that? How are we to do that? There are no sheep around here, I've noticed. And maybe there are not many sheep where you live either. And if there were, what would you feed them on? Of course, our Lord Jesus didn't literally mean feed the sheep. We know what he meant. He meant care for my people. He was echoing the words of Isaiah, comfort my people. How are we to do it? We were reminded in the Eucharist this morning that we are many people, but we are one body, because we have all shared that one bread, that living bread, which is Christ himself. And so, although we are unique and different, and our soul is special to us, that we are individuals, The Spirit within us is the Spirit of Christ. And it is this Spirit of Christ, this mystical body that we all represent. And it is this body which is the one body. Now, because we're here, we've admitted that we need feeding. We have admitted to our spiritual hunger. And hopefully we've begun to feed on him and understand that he is the living bread. Maybe drop by drop, his words have begun to penetrate and the veil is beginning to be lifted. And we begin to understand that it is ourselves, the Christ within us, that needs to feed the others around us. And although we need to hear again and again that we are unique, we are separate, we are different, in the same way we need to be aware that we are one body. One body, the active body of Christ. The mystical body. This is quite frightening because we know our own inadequacies. Do we know how small we are? But we are reminded through Scripture once again that this should not hinder us. We're reminded of the man with only one talent. He buried it and was not thought greatly of because he'd done that. So we're all given at least one talent to do something with. We remember the little boy with the 5 barley loaves and the 2 small fishes. What was that among so many? But it was enough. We're reminded by our Lord Jesus that he is the vine and we are the branches. We did not choose him, but he has chosen us, and we jolly well will go out and bear fruit. And so whatever our physical limitations, whatever our position in society, whether we are no more than a mere fisherman or a prostitute, it doesn't matter. We all have one talent. We all have a little something. And that little something belongs to Christ. And it is that little something that we share out. And so in the first silence of the mind, we allow our Lord to speak to us and to share with us the knowledge that however small we may be spiritually, we are an important and integral part of the body of Christ. He needs all of us, each one of us, to do exactly what he has called us to do in the place he has called us to be. And so, in the silence, we begin to allow ourselves to be filled spiritually, to be fed until we are full. To be injected with that spirituality, that essence of Christ himself, until our spiritual batteries overflow. And then it is from that overflowing that we can feed those around us. And so we take into the silence, I am that living bread. I, the Christ, am the living bread, and the small I of our individuality become a part of that living bread. We feed on him, they feed on us. I am that living bread. I am that living bread. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in that one bread. There's been many misunderstandings over the years about the true meaning of these words. But it is my understanding that Jesus was trying to explain to Peter and his disciples, and so to us, that the eating of his flesh and the drinking of his blood was not simply the things that go on in the Eucharist, the mystery of the sacrament, but we must understand that we become him, that what he did we must do, and greater things still. We become a part of that living bread. And as he said, the forefathers ate manna in the desert, but they died. But if we understand the meaning of the bread and the wine, the body and the blood, we understand that these things are enfleshed within us, that the Word is incarnate within us, that we become one with the body and blood of Christ through the sacraments and through the understanding of the Word. And this is a great responsibility, and we need time to recharge ourselves. We need time to feed on him entirely before we can go out and back into the world to allow others to feed on us. It is not our little selves that people feed on, it is the Christ within us. Not I, but Christ within me, said St. Paul. And so the whole business of the work of the contemplative is wrapped up in the redemption, the feeding, the caring, the loving, the to-ing and fro-ing, the giving and getting. And in a certain way, we have to be passive and allow this to happen within us. There are times in our life when we seem to do a lot of giving, a lot of feeding. And there are times in our lives when we need to be in receipt of the body and blood ourselves. And we need a great deal of feeding. And so we have to learn to discern, use the wisdom that God has given us to live our lives in balance and harmony with all things around us, including our own spirituality. And not be ashamed to say, I need feeding. And then not be embarrassed to give out that food. And so now we take the words that our Lord has spoken to us into our minds. We transfer them into our hearts, where the sense of them doesn't matter anymore. The intellectual thought processes are finished. We simply sit here and accept the knowledge, accept the responsibility, accept the body and the blood and the feeding. It may not do us any harm to recall that Jesus had to ask Peter 3 times, "Do you love me?" We know that we say with words that we love God. It's easy, isn't it, to say the words, "You know that I love you." But if we really did love him, then we really would be feeders of his sheep, comforters of his people. We would allow that bread, that living bread, to be a part of our very selves. We would allow our natures to become more passive so that the Christ could work through us more easily. However, we'll let go of these thoughts and ideas. We sit here in the silence, allowing God to penetrate our hearts with these words, "I am that living bread. I am that living bread." I am the bread of life. My flesh is real food, and my blood is real drink. As we've said once before in this retreat, Jesus of Nazareth isn't walking around the shores of Galilee any longer. The flesh that the Christ has now is our flesh, and the blood which the Christ has now is our blood, and it is our responsibility, as it was given to Peter, to feed the sheep, to feed the lambs, to comfort the people. And so in the third part of the silence, we engage our will joyfully, willingly, to join the will of God, to pray with God, not to God or at God, but join with him, our will with his will, to bring those people before him that we have on our hearts and minds at this time. So first of all, in the silence of the next few minutes, I would like you to visualize those people that you have on your hearts at the moment, who you would like to feed spiritually with the bread of life sent down from heaven. I am the bread of life. Those who eat my bread, drink my blood, shall have eternal life. They will not die, but live forever. I am that living bread. I am that living bread. And so, if any of you now would like to share people that you have on your hearts, so that together we may hold them in the light of God, feed them with the bread of life, please feel free just to call out their names.
Norman.
Norman, from this day forward, I will bless you. I alone know my plans for you, Norman. I am that living bread.
Irene, and all who suffer as alcoholics.
Irene, and you who suffer from alcoholism, you are my people. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you to a place which I have prepared for you. I am that living bread.
Agnes and Sheila and all those who are blind.
Agnes and Sheila, and you who are blind. I will carry you, even to your old age and grey hairs. I am he who will carry you. I will make the crooked places straight. I am your God. You are my people, and I will keep the covenant between myself and you. I am that living bread. I am that living bread. And once again, we offer and present unto you, as far as we are now able, ourselves as an emptiness to be filled with your fullness, all that we are, all that we have, all that we do, a living sacrifice in your service.